Okay, we've got another minute. We've got our 1, 2, 3, 4 quorum. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Yep.
That's going to be a very short meeting. Naomi will start. Yeah, here we go. All right, it's 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, January the 18th, 2022, for a special city council meeting to approve the bills that have come in the 13th month. So we'll start with a minute of silence, please. And then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Naomi, we have on the agenda just one item. Oh, sorry, roll call first, Naomi.
Roll call. Mm-hmm. Garth Baldwin?
Present.
Mike Hill?
Present.
Ryan Lopez?
Here.
And Mary Lou Stewart?
Here. Okay, now there are consent agenda. There is one motion. And it is to deal with, as I said, the 13th month bills. It's one voucher memo approval of bills for $175,000, $95.91. Do you have someone to make a motion to approve it, please?
I make a motion.
So made.
Mr. Baldwin made a motion and Mr. Hill seconds it. Are there any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion approved 4-0. The only other thing on our meeting agenda is just a mention of city council meetings and civil service commission and planning commission. So, and there's not even a new business. So if there is no further business at 2 minutes, as I said, at 9:02, I adjourn the meeting.
I did have something.
Sorry, go ahead, Garth.
Well, Mike and I were at the Public Works Advisory Committee, and it was brought up that they have concerns regarding the progress or the status of the medical facility,
Family
Care Network. That's it.
Yeah.
And just if Michael or anybody had any idea about that.
At the moment, I don't see Michael online. So. Oh, here he is. Sorry, there he is. Michael, do you have any update on that?
Not per se. No. The development, like any development, is at the schedule of the developers, and I haven't had any recent communication with Dr. Anderson, so I don't have a particular update. I can reach out to them though and see if we can get something.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Much like before, COVID is very, makes it challenging for them to do their normal business, and developing new medical facilities is not their normal business. It's outside of their sphere of normal. So I suspect that will be a very similar kind of response, but maybe they'll have something in regards to a schedule. I'll check with Dr.
It was just that the question was posed to Mike and I, and we had nothing for him. So
yeah. Like, yeah. I can imagine Mr. Olison asked the question, because he asks me the question about every 2 weeks.
Actually, Dennis didn't bring it up. He wasn't the one that brought it up, but was very interested as soon as it was brought up. Yes.
Yeah. I just think we need to reach out to them and just nudge. Poke the bear, not too much, but poke them and make sure they know we're here, because they're very important to what's going to happen in this town.
Yeah, they definitely are. I will do that and report back.
Thanks. At the regular council meeting. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Is there any other business that any council members wish to bring forward? Nope. Then I will adjourn it at 9:04 a.m. on Tuesday, January 18th. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Good day, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.